that would be on the show.
Okay, well, that was about to be really loud.
And Gordon's still working on getting Mac and Jazz in here back-to-back weeks. Or on here, I should say.
Oh, cool.
So I figure if we get Mac in here next week, get Jazz the following week, then the week leading up to the show, I'll get Gordon and Rod to come on or see if Rod can come in and finish up strong. Matt will be back by then. So,
BlogTalkRadio.com/HPN247.
Damn, so good. All right, and Schmitty.
And when we get called in and get this headset set up, then you can text
Matt,
and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Oh, hey, I'll take completed.
I feel like an adult now. I actually got a credit card.
Like a legit credit card?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't even got one of those.
Well, the only reason I got after my bankruptcy went through, it's that first Premier, so it's like a really high interest rate.
Yeah, I got one. I got one of those over here. How much did they give you?
$700.
Nice.
Yeah. There's the first fee of like $175 they take out in the first billing cycle.
Did they, we got to pay the $95?
$25.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
See, the one they just sent me is like for $500, and they want me to pay a $95 activation fee plus the fucking bullshit they pull out. I'm like, nope.
Right.
Nope.
Right. Yeah, mine was $25 down, then they do $175 for the, like that yearly fee.
Yeah.
But then I've got $525 available to me.
That's pretty cool, though.
So, yeah, I'm going to pay off that $175 as soon as I get my next pay from the unemployment. Get that covered. Because finally that girl, the one that ran all those red lights, she paid two of the tickets.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so feel a hell of a lot better about that situation.
Well, that's good that she did that.
Or her husband was complete dipshit and was like, oh, yeah.
I really thought I had that set up so it was more of a just click and be done with it. Right. Not have to go through all that jazz already.
And then there should...
Pause that.
Pause.
See where it's playing right there? Up right below Blog Talk's little...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That'll throw the whole thing off.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I'm good here. I don't have to do anything else. Or...
Is it calling in? I don't hear anything. It's not calling in. There it is. Now it's working. Oh, hey, I hear stuff.
I can hear you.
All right. Shit.
Testing 1, 2, test.
Okay, tell Matt he can call in.
All right.
See, now I can listen to the show, or as far as what's happening.
Right.
With the...
Okay.
Well, that's going to be a lot to do.
I'll try and keep it as simple as possible. Right. I'll be Stover and just... We're going to play music now. 7 minutes.
Move the mouse over that. Okay, on the very far right... Oh, the kid's fucking me up, man.
Can you hear me?
Huh?
Hello?
I can hear you.
All right, beautiful. See, I got to try and play around with it. Actually, you know what, Matt? I'm going to send you this that link for the Baron Corbin thing.
Okay.
If you could actually do that whole thing that he talked about, because I'm actually going to use my phone because Android finally updated their Facebook and we are able to go live now on Facebook.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Because so you want me to talk about? You want me to talk about it?
Oh no, I want to talk about it, but since I can't use my my phone to look it up, I was just gonna have you bring up the quote, and then we'll talk about it from there.
Yeah, we don't have to talk basketball. I'm okay with not talking basketball.
No, dude, this is basically a sports show. Like the only reason we're really getting into the wrestling stuff is to help Gordon promote for the show. Like that was, I told him I would do that, try and get guys on. So, yeah, this is basically sports and general crap for the most part. After this show, we're going to be going to talk about sports, and it's going to be perfect time because it's going to start basketball playoffs, hockey playoffs, baseball's going to be in session, and start getting ready for the draft and stuff like that. So,
you want to talk to
me? I just got a message from someone. I'm not sure if this means anything to you. It may mean something to Max. I'm not sure, though. Hard Time Hammer.
Hard Time Hammer?
Hard Time? Yeah, I have no idea.
No?
No.
He ran Adrenaline Rush Wrestling back in, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah, I have no idea. What was he talking? Was he trying to book you or?
No, I just got a message from him. He lives in Griffith.
Okay.
Gordon bought his ring from him. That's who Gordon bought his ring from.
Oh, okay. That's who Gordon bought that the slippery ring from.
The white canvas one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that like imploded.
Yeah.
Okay.
During my match.
Yeah.
Right.
Against Los Rabios.
I know what you speak of then.
What was he saying?
Oh, he just texted me. I'm pretty sure he's drunk.
He said you're pretty sure he's drunk?
That's awesome.
He said, fuck you, carry my ring, bitch. Because I used to do ring crew for him.
Sounds like someone's drunk for sure.
Sounds like a Pudwack.
Yeah. Who's that guy at ARW who does that, Military USA gimmick. You know what I'm talking about? The real old guy?
Yeah, Scott Powers.
Garbage. Yeah, him and Scott Powers used to team up.
Oh.
He used to be the guy, did you say he used to run ARW?
Yeah, he wrestled too.
Oh, is that Chris Best guy?
Who?
Chris Best? That's not the black guy? The black guy? Or no?
No. Best. Well, his wrestling name is Hard Time Hammer. That's
what his shoot name is Chris Best.
Hard Time Hammer, baby.
Wow. But yeah, I'll start off. We'll start talking about the tournament a little bit.
You got about
3 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes or so.
2 minutes.
I'll start talking basketball or college basketball. We'll do some Blackhawks. Is Andy calling in or no?
He didn't respond to me.
Okay. All right, we'll see if he calls in. If not, then we'll just, if you got some stuff on the NBA, whatever it is, I really don't care. If you want to talk about, you know, just basically like what you, just your thoughts on it, we'll go from there. I got the Adam LaRoche story talking about the Blackhawks being fuck-ups and figure at the very least we could talk about how shitty the Bulls are. So we got some stuff
to talk
about. I know you'd be okay with that.
I want to talk about it. No, I don't.
Oh, and then we'll get into that Baron Corbin thing. Maybe we'll do that Corbin thing after we do the interview section. Because I figure if we can take this to 10 o'clock, or yeah, to the 10 o'clock.
Yeah, take it to at least 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and then we'll get these guys going in. And
yeah, that's fine. You just cut out. Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Jake, hello? Jake, hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
That was weird.
That was weird.
Okay.
That was weird.
Okay, there you go. Good. You want to make sure you were on. All right, so we're going to be ready to go.
I just wanted to say that was weird to fit in.
Fit in with the rest of us? I got you. That's all right. Yeah, so I'm going to be live on Facebook as well as doing the show. So as soon as we get going, I'll turn it on.
Right.
And hear my possible new entrance music.
Okay. All right, we're about to go live then. I'm going to shut my phone off. Maybe we should wait for that
siren. They come. All right.
Day. What's ringing? All right, here we go. We're streaming. Turn the mics on. There's a soundboard. Ready?
Ready when you are.
I should probably hit record. All right, be quiet. Here we go. Where's my button at?
That note, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jacob H. Schmidt, and we are back with Truly Schmitty on HPN247.com. And ladies and gentlemen, it has been a long time coming for me to be back live and in the studio, and I'm with my best friend, my co-host, my client, my friend, Matthew Burke, also known as Big Titan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Just hanging out in my hotel room. Doing good.
Oh, man, living that life up there in New York. Pretty soon you'll be back down here with the rest of us scrubs here in northwest Indiana.
Yeah, you know, I almost came back today because it started snowing.
Oh, man, I'd have been back in half a heartbeat. Yeah. I'd have been, no, you call me back in a couple months.
Man, I'm telling you, I thought spring was supposed to start, and apparently they didn't get the message out here.
Just so you know, it was 64 degrees and sunny down here today. A little windy, but...
Yeah, I know. I saw that. You didn't get to tell me.
You know, we were supposed to go play basketball today. It was your idea, just so you know. Just letting you know.
It was my idea. I was going to just dunk on you and just destroy you. I've been practicing. I'm pretty good.
See, I'm all good with that. And ladies and gentlemen, not only do I have my co-host, my best friend, we also have executive extraordinaire Max Holiday in the studio doing all of the groundwork for our show. The host of the Hopod, and we had a great show yesterday, actually, on the Hopod, having Honky Tonk Man on for 45 minutes. Yes, yes, yes. Live studio audience. You can't see them, but they're right over my shoulder in case you're paying attention on Facebook Live, because we are on Facebook Live, too. If you got any questions, we've got a great show tonight. We've got lined up three of my competitors in the four-way match for the LOW League Championship match on April 16th in Chicago at the Paul Hall Center. So it'll be a good night. We will have Atlas Horn, Aaron Lee, and superstar manager, wrestler, personality, the man who manages the Soul Touches, C Red, will be on. And hi, YouTube. Thank you for tuning in, brother. But tonight is going to be a good night. We're going to get started here because, as you know, we're about sports above everything else. And Matt and I, we love our basketball. Talking about March Madness, and this is something I was going to talk about last night on the Hot Pod. Didn't get the opportunity to. But Matt, did you know this? That this first round of the tournament ties the record for the most upsets in the first round in history. Did you know that?
I actually didn't.
2001. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just waiting for you to talk. Go ahead.
2001 and 2016 brought 13 total upsets in the first round of the NCAA March Madness tournament. I'm going to go over just the teams that that won and that were the upsets. I'll try and go through it pretty quickly, and we'll talk about this because there seems to be a lot of parity in college basketball now. Number 10 Syracuse defeated number 7 Dayton. Number 10 VCU over number 7 Oregon State. Number 13 Hawaii over number 4 Colorado. Number 14 Stephen F. Austin over West Virginia at number 3. Number 11 Northern Iowa over number 6 Texas. Number 9 UConn over number 8 Colorado. Oh, so that had to have been Cal, I believe, at number 4. A couple before. Wichita State at number 11 over number 6 Arizona. Number 12 Yale over number 5 Baylor. Number 9 Providence over number 8 USC. Number 12 University of Arkansas Little Rock, Scottie Pippen's University, over number 5 Purdue. Number 11 Gonzaga over number 7 Seton Hall. Number 9 Butler, Indiana School, over number 8 Texas Tech. And this has only happened a handful of times in history, but number 15, Middle Tennessee, over number 2, Michigan State. There's just so much parity in college basketball. There's not that many superstars right now. There's not that many teams that are just dominant. And seeing Michigan State fall, because you know, as well as I do, you can usually pin Michigan State in for winning a minimum of 2 games in this tournament, and they ended up going out in the first round. And it was pretty sad, at least in my eyes. But it shows you that what can actually happen with college basketball. And I know we're basketball fans, usually more pro, but, I mean, what do you kind of think about that, Matt? What are some of your ideas on this or some of your thoughts on this?
This is actually my favorite time of the year, man, the NCAA tournament, and you get the playoffs and the NBA starting pretty soon. I mean, it's a great time to be a basketball fan. But I was watching Middle Tennessee, and I mean, it shocked me when they beat Michigan State.
Yeah, because
the only thing I had to say about it, like, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm
go for it.
Got something important to say. So I don't know. I kind of feel like college basketball, just someone needs to just redo the weight. You know, I don't think kids need to be in there for 1 year. You know, I mean, I think there should be. I've always been a supporter of the at least 2 years in college thing, or maybe even 3. I wouldn't mind 3 years.
Right, I kind of agree with that because the NFL route.
Okay, no problem.
With the NFL route, you've got 3 years that you have to be out of high school before you can actually become eligible for the draft. The only thing holding that back is that when you look at it, the NBA, these guys are going to put so much mileage on their legs before they get to that third year that, you know, you're going to see somebody like right now. You think about Anthony Davis and think about he's having the shoulder injury right now. He's having all types of injury problems, and he's in his third year in the NBA. So 1 year at Kentucky and his third year in the NBA now, and he's having serious injury problems after getting a huge contract extension. Huge.
Yeah, and that actually like makes my point stronger, because if he had been in college for 3 years, what would this be, his rookie year in the NBA? They could have done more tests on him and seen that he's injury prone, because let's face it, man, the guy's been injury prone. The last 2 years, he's done nothing but get hurt.
Right, which is really a shame, because I think he's one of the best talents in the NBA. But, yeah, I agree with that. I think that it's making your case stronger for wanting that third year, but I think making the NBA's case stronger for saying, hey, we need to get as much out of these guys as we can when we first get them out of college. You know, that way they're going to get more bang for their buck. But you look at that scenario where they just paid him a max contract this past offseason, or maybe got into the season and they actually got the contract done. You know, you look at some of those guys, like even Derrick Rose. Granted, he was past his fourth year when he started having the injury problems. But, you know, the same thing. He fell off the face of the earth as far as a basketball player when it came to getting injury prone and doing that. But, you know, I agree. I think it would actually make these teams better and probably make these – you'd start seeing the true powerhouses really taking over again, because now it's just so common for these teams to get upset. But
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with people not wanting to go to college. I know some people say, you know, the argument will come up that, hey, let these kids go make money, you know, don't make them go to college. Let them make the money. So I actually don't mind if they reinstated that rule that you can get drafted out of high school. But if you go to college, there should be also a rule. If you go to college, you have to stay there for 3 years.
Imagine
how that would change people. You know, it would make a guy like, look at Doug McDermott for the Bulls, all right? You're a Bulls fan.
Yep.
He does really good offensively. He's a great shooter. The guy couldn't defend me.
No.
So, I mean, I think it would help, you know, it would help guys become better players.
I thought McDermott was a third-year player when he came out, though. Am I wrong on that, or was he a first?
He's going overseas because he can't defend. He's terrible.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said either way, but I think, yeah, if you want these guys to actually learn how to be defensive players, to learn how to work within an offense, yeah. And you know what you would see, too, is that you would start seeing other programs getting stronger because a guy's not going to go to a Kentucky, especially let's say if you got, you know, two centers lined up already that are, you know, in their first and second season, you're not going to have another center go there that's going to, you know, have to wait a season or two to actually get to play. So you're going to see him going somewhere else and start building more powerhouse programs. I think that would probably actually be better for the NCAA because a lot of these teams, you know, like you look at an Illinois, you look at Indiana, these colleges in the Midwest, with the exception of Wisconsin, I don't know what has gotten in the water up there, in their milk or whatever. These guys just every year seem to be pulling through and actually doing a lot more, getting deeper and deeper in the tournament. But looking at some of these other colleges in the Midwest, I mean, they're not getting any talent. You know, it's partially their own fault because, like, Illinois is one of the shit programs in the nation. That whoever's running that down there, I'm glad they actually switched the AD. They got a new football coach, and they're actually starting to turn something around. Oh, yeah, they got Lovie Smith. Welcome back to Illinois, Lovie. Still got the orange and blue on. Hopefully you save some of your Bear stuff. But, you know, you start seeing that with these basketball programs where, you know, they could actually start getting more players and maybe spread the wealth around a little bit more.
I just feel like guys who are going to be one and done, you know, some of these teams don't play as hard. I mean, do you really think Michigan State could lose to a Middle Tennessee if they all played real hard? They weren't playing as hard as they can. I mean, I'm not familiar with their team, but they have someone going in the NBA. And if you're on the verge of making millions, why are you going to bust your ass in a tournament to where you can get hurt and then your whole career is gone?
Right.
I mean, make it for 3 years. That way, if you get hurt, you have time to recover.
Right. That's true. And that's I kind of get that because you can look at it from the fact that these guys are trying to get their contracts. They're trying to get their draft status up. You know, they're going to play. They're going to get their points and they're going to get their statistics. But they're not going to go out there and do everything they can if they realize they didn't have another year to go out and play if they were going right to the NBA at that point. And I could kind of see that. But we're going to transition a little bit. We're going to go from some college basketball, and we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, the Chicago Bulls. This season has been an absolute, undisputed, unrefuted piece of crap season. There's been nothing positive about this Chicago Bulls season. They fired Tom Thibodeau, who a lot of people didn't like. They felt that he was running his players in the ground, which, fair argument. They bring in Fred Hoiberg, who's never coached professionally. He has been in the front office of the NBA. Oh, I love that background. And then you bring in basically the same exact team that you had from last season. A couple bench players swapped out, and You're kind of depending on Doug McDermott. They draft Bobby Portis, but basically the same team. You're running Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butler. You miss Mike Dunleavy for almost the first two-thirds of the season. You get him back later in the year when other people are injured. Then you got Paul Gasol and these guys out there, and it just looks like garbage. They don't play defense. They aren't scoring. This is what this team was supposed to be built around. Don't worry, Kevin. We will be talking hockey next. I promise you. But it's just been god-awful. It's one of those things, like, you don't even want to watch it. The Bulls are in, they're an absolute basketball I hear basketball hell all the time. I'm going to call it purgatory because there's nowhere for them to go. If they were in hell, this team would be starting over from scratch and being able to get something built. But this team is just hot fucking garbage.
No, I mean, first you got to think Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler, they hate each other. So Jimmy Butler didn't want the coach to be fired. Derrick Rose couldn't wait for the coach to be fired. And then, like you said, the coach they have now doesn't know him. He knows nothing, man. Just the whole team, you're right, it's a mess. And I don't feel bad for him. I really don't. I hate Derrick Rose. You know how I feel about him. I think he's a piece of crap. I've told you that for 5 years now.
Yeah, I'm not as big a fan of Derrick Rose as I was before. That's our executive producer, by the way. But, you know, there's just nothing positive about this. Like, it just seems that nobody wants to play for him. You heard earlier this season with Jimmy Butler where he was basically calling Coach Hoiberg out, saying that, you know, he needed to run the offense better. Jimmy, look, I like Jimmy. He's a great defensive player. He's turned into a superstar. But the problem is now, too, is that he believes he is the superstar.
He's turned into a star. I wouldn't use superstar, man. Superstar is a hard term to use.
You know, I look at it this way. He's a two-time All-Star. He's on the verge of becoming, you know, he's a great defensive player. He scores pretty consistently. I wouldn't say he's a level one superstar, but he's one of those guys that's coming up and is going to end up being one of the best in the league. But with this team, the way it's built, they're not going anywhere. I would almost argue that it would be more beneficial for a rebuild. Like they had a few. Team as it is right now, I'll be honest with you. What I want this team to do is I want them to lose out. I want them to get the lottery. For me, that would make sense. Because right now, all you're doing is you're swimming around in nowhere. You're not gaining anything from going to the playoffs. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that. But but this team is just a sinking ship. Let's see, what do we got now? We've got about 15 minutes until we're bringing our interviewees on. Like I said, we're going to be talking about LOW New Horizons on April 16th at the Paul Hall Center in Chicago. It's going to be a fun night. We've got three of the guys that I'm going to be actually wrestling against. I'm going to be coming back and wrestling in a match for the first time. I wrestled here and there in a couple matches, but this is my first legit match in almost 7 years. But let's talk a little bit about, what one of our viewers on Facebook is talking about. Kevin, this is for you. We're going to talk some hockey. Talk about my Chicago Blackhawks. Talk about how the fact that this team, since the All-Star break, has been fledgling big time. They've been 9-11. This is a championship contender. They've had two shutout losses, an overtime loss, and an overtime win in there, and mixed up in their wins and losses. But this team's been really rough since the All-Star break. They lost Hossa for a few games. Kevin, I cannot do both. I can't talk more and talk less. Good grief, man. But, you know, this team, this is the one hope for Chicago every year, is the Blackhawks going, making a deep run in the playoffs, hopefully winning a championship. And this is a hockey dynasty right now. And, you know, this is pretty rough time for Blackhawks fans, but I think most of us realize that they're going to get through this and get out on the positive end of this and still make a deep run in the playoffs. I know you're not a huge hockey fan there, Matt, but you know, this should be a pretty interesting run for the playoffs. They reacquired Andrew Ladd, who was part of the initial Blackhawks run. So I think this team's actually going to be doing some good things. I know this isn't your exact forte, but you got any ideas or any thoughts on the Blackhawks there, sir?
I honestly don't have any idea about the Blackhawks. I don't follow hockey, but I hope they do good. They're pretty much Chicago's only good thing going around Chicago right now.
Well, yeah, and that's the one thing. I think that's why everybody kind of pins their hopes on the Hawks and actually seeing what they're going to be able to do. I look at it this way. You've got two of the top superstars in the league, even though personality-wise, there's one player I really don't care about, and that's Patrick Kane. He's made a lot of bad choices in his personal life, and I'm not a huge fan of his anymore.
That's the one that was accused of rape, right?
Yes, yes. That was the one that was accused of rape, and
was he acquitted?
He was never formally charged.
Oh, never formally charged.
Never formally charged.
Did you hate him because of it?
Well, you got to realize, though, there's a lot more to it than him being... And I don't hate him, but I wasn't there.
Okay. He hates his guts. He's an idiot.
I'm just going to put this out there. He had friends in the police force, and all of a sudden this girl's changing her story. Her mom screwed... Like, it was a whole mess.
Don't we all have friends in the police force? Hi,
yeah,
Kevin.
Wow, Taves is overrated. You take that back, Mr. Tierney. Jonathan Taves is not overrated. He is underrated, in my opinion. He's Chicago tough. He's a Chicago tough guy.
No. Your Chicago voice is the same exact thing as your New York voice. I mean, is there a reason for that?
My New York voice is a lot deeper than that. You got to get that right. My New York voice is a lot deeper. My Chicago voice.
I'm appalled by the fact that you say New Yorkers have more bass in their voice than us Chicagoans.
Well, you weren't up there. I got shit on in New York. I told you that story, and Matt recorded it.
He did. He's on Facebook. It's hilarious.
I was trying to take a picture of trying to take a picture of Macy's and fucking pigeon shit on me.
Literally.
Son of a bitch. Makes my life so damn miserable when I was up there. The day I was leaving too. Man, tell you what, I just ain't got no good look at all. But
it was great.
You know, Matt, you need to start watching some hockey with me. And you come back home, we'll watch some hockey. Yeah, Kevin, literally, I got shit on. I literally got shit on by a pigeon. Matt Burke, actually, he posted the video shortly after that, me trying to find a napkin, and there being a restaurant there that that didn't have napkins, which confused the living shit out of me. I don't know how you don't have napkins for your customers. It's fucking New York, though. I guess that's why you don't have it.
I mean, it was a food truck, so you can't expect that much.
Really? It was a nice little thing right there in the park. Look, I'm not talking about New York anymore because fuck that place. I don't want to go back. Driving there sucks. The only good thing about it was I actually had a decent flight flying out of New York, and that was the only thing. And I hadn't been on a plane since I was 7 years old. but we're going to go on, talk about one more thing here. We've got about, what am I looking at? 8 minutes until we are going to start doing the bringing these guys on. So there's been a big story for Chicago baseball, and that has been Adam LaRoche bringing his kid around to the Chicago White Sox in spring training, and there being a huge cluster of basically Kenny Williams. I don't know the whole story, but him asking one Jake. Good God, Kevin. Thank you for tuning in, because you just actually made my night with some of your comments. But going back to this, Adam LaRoche was bringing his kid around. Kenny Williams asked him to not bring him around as much because he was basically there every day. And then I don't know if it was the fact that Kenny said, don't bring him at all, bring him less, whatever the case may be. Adam LaRoche got butt hurt, and rather than trying to negotiate or work something out, he retires. He leaves the game. $13 million on the table. I wish I had that financial security where I could leave $13 million on the table. I don't think I'm ever going to get that as a radio host or a professional wrestler. So, you know, maybe I'll make it to WWE one day. Maybe I'll make it to a show. Drake is grindy. Yes, Drake is very grindy, Kevin. He is the grindiest of the White Sox. He's going to be the new Aaron Rowan. But I look at this, and then you see Chris Sale come out and basically literally call Kenny Williams a liar. That's your boss, man. I don't care if you're mad at him or not. You got to bite your tongue every now and then and kind of hold stuff in, especially because Sale never talks about anything. And, Matt, I know this is your favorite baseball team as well as mine. In my honest opinion, I'm so glad LaRoche is gone. He was god awful last year. Didn't look like he was going to get any better this year. And, you know, he batted 207, 12 home runs. I mean, he was just terrible. The Sox can do pretty much anything better than what LaRoche actually did last year. So, with that being said, you got any thoughts on this? I mean, I'm looking forward to a baseball season. You're going to be back home. Hopefully, I'm going to be around. Go check out some White Sox games. Do you think this is something that's going to be hurtful for the Sox, or you think it could actually turn around and be beneficial for these guys?
I mean, if they don't win, it's going to be hurtful because that's all we're going to hear about. That's all we're going to hear about if they don't start winning. But I'm confident in the team they have. I think they had some good additions in the summertime. Or in the wintertime, they got some good additions in the team. And
absolutely.
I think this is going to be a good year.
I mean, everybody's expecting the Cubs to be World Series contenders. They're obviously the team this season.
Oh, jeez.
It's pretty entertaining show, so you should definitely check it out. And I'm actually about to lose live here in a few minutes, but Matt, you're back on?
I am back on.
All right. It seems that we have lost my co-host for the evening.
No, he's there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you there. All right.
Man.
So, yeah, seemed to got cut off there, buddy. What happened?
I don't know. I heard you say the dumbest thing I ever heard, that the Cubs will be World Series contenders, and then I got cut off somehow.
I did not say that. What I said was that the Cubs are going to be a good team this year. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm saying that everybody is saying they're going to be contenders. Does not mean that is what I agree with. But what they did this season, I like. I'm impressed what they have done. But I was basically talking about some of the Sox stuff. But what do you have on your mind? Because I know that I'm sure there's something you want to talk about. You always want to talk about LeBron James or something. So what do you have on your mind?
You know, bringing up LeBron James, I'm so tired of people criticizing this guy, man. All this guy does is bust his ass day in and day out and lead a team. I don't think the Cavaliers are that talented. I think Kevin Love's a piece of crap. I think Kyrie Irving's a piece of crap. I think what he's doing is amazing, man. And everyone, can I cuss on here? Is that okay?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Cuss all the fuck you want. All
right, then fine. I'm going to be honest with you. I think everyone's sucking Stephen Curry's dick, and it pisses me off, man. Everyone needs to back off of that. It's worse than Kobe back in the day. Just relax, people. Stephen Curry's having one good year, and all of a sudden he's the best player of all time.
Look, I mean, you got to admit that what Stephen Curry's been able to do has actually been quite good. You know, I'm not thanks, guys. I'm not the biggest fan of Stephen Curry. I think that he's actually pretty impressive as far as what he's been able to do on the court. But I don't think he's that next guy to take over for LeBron. I don't think he's the next star of the league that's going to be running everything. I think there's going to be other guys. My personal favorite, I think the guy that's actually going to probably be one of the top players and probably that number one guy is going to be Kawhi Leonard. Dual threat, can score. I think he's the guy that's going to take over this Spurs team as soon as Tim Duncan retires. They've got LaMarcus Aldridge there as a piece, but I think they really feel that Kawhi Leonard is going to be that guy in San Antonio. But, you know, and LeBron is, I mean, he's the greatest player. He's the greatest player in the NBA. He's the greatest player of this generation. I'll admit that. But he's on the downside of 30, and he's I'm hoping that he's going to get another championship, actually. But, all right, it looks like we got a couple of our guys on already. Matt, are you ready to start this interview with a couple of our gentlemen?
Huh? Bring them on.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to start our interview with a couple of the guys that are going to be part of the LOW New Horizons on April 16th in Chicago at the Paul Hall Center. And the first of the two that we're going to be bringing, actually the first two, we're going to have C-Red and Atlas Horn. Gentlemen, how are you doing? Welcome to Truly Schmitty.
I'm fast pleasant through bull crap, man. You got C-Red on the line. I want to talk to C-Red directly.
This is your media. If you want to talk to him, I guess he's right there. He can listen to whatever you're saying.
See, here's the thing, Red. You've been ducking and dodging me. You know what I'm saying? This whole show has been built as one Cavalier returning, one Cavalier leaving. And see, the thing about it is, I feel a little bit disrespected. Seeing as how I'm also a Cavalier, and I'm the first one that got there. So, what about me? So, I feel as though, since I can't get my hands on the other one, I got to make an example out of you. Sorry for you.
Man, you talking all this garbage. First of all, you want to keep it real, let's keep it real. You going to put your hands on me. The last time you put your hands on me, I believe you lost, if I'm not correct. I think you did. So, I mean, dude, you're doing all this yipping and yapping. Talking about, you a Cavalier. Yeah, you a Cavalier, but there's other Cavaliers. What's that mean? What's that?
It doesn't matter about the other ones. I'm talking about me. Since you want to talk about past history, since you want to go to the level of past history, yeah, you got one up on me, but it ain't going to be no situation this time, son, where it's going to be a little funky roll-up or somebody get on my way. If I put my hands on you, best believe, Red, best believe you're going to feel me. And if anybody else decides they want to get in my way, you're just going to be another casualty of the situation. Red, I'm coming for you. If I was the first, I'm the first Cavalier. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the only Cavalier. From the 19th still going.
Really? Really?
Cavalier.
Really?
So answer me this, Atlas. How often did you wrestle?
How often did I wrestle?
Once a year?
See, here's the thing, son. Unlike you, where I'd go with anybody who want to go ahead and give me a few dollars and put me on the bill and say, here, see, Red is wrestling. I pick my spots. I always pick my spots. And if you really want to think about it, I got a show coming up this Saturday. I pick my spots, son. When there's a point for me to prove, I go out and I prove my point. It's always been that way. Nothing's changing. I'm putting my hands on you. I'm looking for you. I'm giving you a call right now. When I see you, it's over with.
First of all, you sound real gay right about now. You want to put your hands on me. Only let ladies put their hands on me. So, I mean, you're sounding real gay right about now.
Only you would make it simple,
Second of all, who are you? Who are you? 13 years in the business.
13 years?
I said 19. See, that's how we know you really got a public school education. You can't hear. Second of all, outside of Illinois, who knows you?
Ask about me in Texas, son. There's a Hall of Famer that knows my name.
You're in Texas. Oh, in Texas. Son, Steve Red is known worldwide, baby. When you get on my level, then you can step to me correct.
Get on your level, son. I have surpassed your level, Red. It's all right. You don't realize it yet, but you're digging yourself a grave.
Sorry that I'm so damn quiet right now. I'm letting these guys do their thing. So you on Facebook land, I guess I could talk to you for. We've got Atlas and C-Red back here going back and forth. But, they're done. Hey guys, we're talking about all this, and I guess we can go ahead and mention it now that there's going to be a four-way match for the LOW League of Wrestlers League Championship. It's going to be Aaron Lee. Is Aaron Lee on with us now? Or
Lee, yeah,
can you hear
I'm
it?
Here.
All right. It's
I can hear you loud and clear.
No. Red and Atlas in a four-way match for the league title in a four-way four corners match. No disqualification. Look, guys, we know this will be a hard-hitting match. We know that everybody's going to go out there and nobody's going to walk out the same way they walked. And, point right now is I'm going to do whatever I can to avoid Antlers, because Lord knows I don't need no meetings right now. So I'm going to go in there with but, you know, I'm going to give you some time. Tell me, Aaron, what do you say about this? I mean, what's going to be? You're a rookie, basically. You've been around for a little while. You're coming into a match where you've got one of the hardest hitters in professional wrestling, Atlas Horn, coming out there. This guy, he's hardcore. He's as hardcore as it comes when it comes out to wrestling matches. And you got C-Red, who's one of the most charismatic, also one of the guys that he knows how to survive. I have a lot of respect for everybody involved in this match. And myself, look, I'm coming back after 6 years. I haven't really wrestled too consistently, but I'll tell you what, I've learned a hell of a lot in the 6 years I've been going around with some of the guys that I've been managing, and I've been getting my ass back in the ring, getting back in the gym, so I'm not the same guy I was before either. So, you know, let me just put this out there. I'm going to let Aaron Lee talk for a minute. What do you have to say about this, man? I mean, what are your thoughts on this? You're coming into a championship match when you come back. What do you think about it?
Honestly, I wouldn't have the slightest clue. I've been out 2 years. Taking care of my family, getting my life back together. To be tossed into a match like this, I can definitely say it's a real blessing. While those two arguing about between each other, they're going to forget about me. Nobody knows who I am. Nobody hasn't seen me compete at all. So when I catch one of them two and put a hurting on them, then, you know, I'm not going to talk about it much because I'd rather wait until the show to get my hands on everybody.
Wait, hold on. So you're not going to talk? That's what you're on the show for, man. I want to know, what do you have to bring to this match? That's what I want to know. I know who C-Red is. I know who Atlas is. Obviously, I know Jake. Who are you? Just tell me who you are and why you can win this match. That's what I want to know.
Basically, I can win this match because I'm probably as tough as they come. I grew up in the mean streets of Harvey, Illinois. I don't know if it's meaner than that, but it's mean enough.
Hey, Aaron Lee, let me tell you something. You talk about growing up in the mean streets of Harvey. I am a few white guys that had to go to Montreal where Ford Heights was there. Look, man, you talk about growing up the streets, doing what we had to do. I grew up just as hard as you did. But we're right back at Atlas. I don't know if you were listening. I sure hope you, but I'm sure you got something to say about what Lee just had to say.
See, I'm not worried about. I grew up in the mean streets of Harvey. I grew up in the south side of Chicago. Okay? They make movies about where I grew up. Okay? If you grew up where I lived, you did a good thing. But if you got two guys in this match, well, one guy's saying, hey, it's a blessing. I look at this as a blessing. I look at this as an opportunity to prove myself. You're looking at an opportunity to get your ass whooped. Plain and simple. You're looking at an opportunity to get your ass whooped. Not just beaten. Old school country whooped.
That's what I was thinking, man. I mean, Aaron Lee, you're being too nice, man. You're going to go in this match as a nice guy. You're going to get destroyed. You can't be nice going into a match with three people like this.
Right, and that's what they can do. I mean, look, everything that I said about Atlas, ladies and gentlemen, I've had my ass with Atlas before. I'm looking at this match. I'm trying to do everything I can to avoid getting anywhere near that man. We bring right back on this. So not. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for all my coming out. Oh, man, that you're talking about. You got that. Nobody knows what I'm going to be able to do, but you get around.
First of all, let me say this. Let me go back to that comment. Aaron Lee said it best. Don't nobody know who he is. And at this point, don't nobody give a damn who he is. Let's keep it real. He grew up in Harvey, really? It is so good that I was not on, otherwise I y'all have heard me busting up laughing. because he came from Harvey.
You heard of
this is weak. Again, I guess that's one thing that me and Alex do have in common. We both grew up on the South Side. But guess what? I still live on the South Side. I still got to live through everything. I'm still out here surviving. And guess what? I hook or by crook, I'm going to do what I got to do. And there's me. Who eating popcorn right now? Where's the eating popcorn stop?
You this match coming up, this is the football corner. You said it's that match that everybody's out. They're going to do whatever they can. We're just going to be beating the shit out of each other. I'm not even going to lie. There's going to be a brawl. There's no other way to put it. We're going to be doing whatever we can at title, and we're going to pull every stop. If anybody's going to go into this match being a nice guy, I'm sorry, man, but you're going to be cut. Guaranteed you're not going to survive that match. Just sure
that's,
you're
only out, that's only outside the ring. That's only on the outside of the ring.
Right.
On the inside of the ring, I'm going to cut everybody in half.
That's
every last single one of you have no idea what's going to happen. Once that bell rings, I become a whole new person. And trust me, it's scary enough as it is.
You're going to cut us in half.
He's on his big boy pants. Look at him. I'm so tough. I'm going to cut you in half.
Hey, Atlas, he's going to cut us in half.
I'm going to be the first one to get my hands off, punk. You
guys,
have
guys,
no
just,
idea. If you want to have a sheer clue of what you're in store for, Google Atlas J. Horn. After you go through that experience, find out if you still want to go through this match. If you still want to go through this match and you're able to walk away from it, I give you a little bit of props. But not
guys, I'm going to give a little
There's
bit
no
of
fear
information
in me.
Hold on. Give a little bit of information here, listeners. We got some questions being asked about how the match is actually going to be determined. Four corners match. The way this match is going to be is that the person that tries to win the match has to get a hold of the title, has all four corners in session with being stopped without being heard. Once that is accomplished, then we will crown our new champion. So everything, there's no hold bars. This is a legit no disqualification match. Weapon used. Look, you guys think I'm joking when I say this. I'm staying away from Atlas as much as I can in the match. I want to go in looking like I am, but I'm not the ugliest guy. I want to go out looking the same damn way. So you can play around with Atlas all you want. I'm going to try whatever I can to get that match over as quick as possible so I get the hell to get my championship.
And that there is a smart man. That there is a sort of intelligent. But guess what? Intelligent only is part of it. If you ain't got the other part to back it up, you still a slab of meat laying on the ground.
Hey, and what I like that, Atlas, I appreciate that. Because, you know, years ago, I still remember you dumping popcorn on my ass. You and Bad Boy Rob, that vision is still in my memory all the time. I'm not the same guy anymore. So I'm not going to be going out there. I'm not going to act away, but, you know.
He definitely popcorn in the face.
No, you're not going to be able to, you know, I'm just going to say, two of my friends walked away from that.
Confidence is a virtue that we all should have in life. Confidence is something that will get us in and out of any situation that we tend to think of. But in this situation, confidence is going to get your ass beat.
Well, let me say this. Jake, you're a good man, but you're also a dumb man.
Oh.
Because you just gave up the one thing that you had, which was your game plan, and you just exposed it.
So
whether it's me, it's Atlas, well, I don't even know who that other dude is, and he keeps running his mouth talking about he gonna cut us. Son, we coming to the South Side. You bring your pocket knife. We got Uzi. Just remember that. But back to you, Jay.
Ain't no fear in me.
What?
Bring your best, and I'll bring mine.
Hey, I just
put
out there.
You don't want to. Let me explain something, son. You better even hope I let the Southside even let you in my building.
I'm going to explain this because S and you both said the same thing. I'm smart. So how much do you actually think I played my hand? We'll have to see.
Well, here's the thing. You just sat up here and said, oh, well, while everybody's beating each other, I'm going to grab titles and I'm going to hit all four fours. You really think?
That man,
I'm going to get Atlas. I'm not even going to say me. I'm going to say Atlas. You really think I'm laying on the ground and Atlas sees you getting ready to hit that fourth post that he's going to let you? Do you really think that, son? Don't do that.
I'll answer that for you. Is it dope or dog food? Pick one.
Come back on that because I kind of missed that part.
All I'm saying is this. You put your game plan out there. See, let's be honest. Me and Atlas are already saying we can't stand each other. So we're going to beat each other from pillar to post. But don't get it wrong, twisted, Mr. Lee or Jason, that if we even think we see y'all getting ready to touch a post, we going to let y'all, it ain't happening. It ain't happening.
And I'll let you guys know I feel the exact same way. So I know you guys are going to be
with me.
I know that you can do whatever you can to make sure the champion that night. I know that when this match, or let me read that. When I win this match, I'm going to earn it. But do not ever underestimate the fact that I've always got a game plan behind the game plan, behind the plan, behind the game plan. There's always a secret weapon in my arsenal. I'm not coming to this match empty handed, not going out empty handed. So be sure that when it comes April 16th, guys, that you can understate me, and you guys can do what you can do, because I know you guys are going to be beating the hell out of each other, and this Aaron Lee cat come out, coming in from California, about to that match, and he's going to come out being Mr. Nice Guy, or he's going to cut us in half, or whatever the hell's going to happen. I don't know what we're doing there, but and I'm not going to let that title get out of my hands. So I'm pretty sure that I'll be walking out champion that night. You know, just got to pay attention to what's going on. I'm out.
Usually the premise of just getting into a fight, a situation where I can just let loose and do what I want to do without getting arrested, usually that's enough for me. Usually I'm the type of guy that goes into a bar looking for a fight. But, see, you add the premise of a championship to the mix. I hope y'all got paid up. I hope you signed up for Obamacare, and I hope you're glad that Obama is the president, because you're going to be needing it after this
We
match.
Shall see. We'll see.
We're so proper. We'll see. Get the hell out of here with that shit. Play it simple, Jake.
I'm just waiting for showtime.
Jake, first of all, Jake,
I'm hearing you talk a lot. I'm starting to fall asleep over here. You're doing a lot of talking, and I bet you when the showtime come around, you're going to be shaking in your knees like a little punk.
Atlas, that's what they say in Harvey, punks.
Look. And I'm calling you. Don't take my boots. I've been in the ring. I've been in the ring with guys that are fierce as Atlas before. Don't think that any of that scares me. The fact of the matter is that you're coming into this act like you're Mr. Nice Guy. You're going to come out there and you're excited about the blessing. The fact of the matter is it's not a blessing. It's going to be that night is going to be the night that you leave wrestling. You go back to California. Never think about League of Wrestlers again. You go out, you take care of your family. That's what you're going to do. You don't worry about wrestling any because at the end of that night, you're going to be brought to the hands of three guys, nothing more than to be champion that night. So don't think that going into that match, I'm going to be shaking in my damn boots, because I guarantee the thing I'm going to be doing is shaking until after the match when I'm shaking my ass in front of all three of you, walking a brand new League of Champions, League BN. So, Quinn, thank you so much for coming on. This was absolutely fun. I am so excited for April 16th. I can't wait. Guys, I mean, really, I'm so genuinely excited about this. But as the host, I got to cut the show off. So if you guys got something to say, I'll give you a minute to do it. Go ahead and have some fun. We'll go ahead and start with Mr. Lee. Let's go on back to Harvey. You ready? You got something to say?
Only thing I got to say is I'm ready. I want a belt around my waist.
Is that all he got?
Hey, we're bringing that line to close it out.
No, hold on. C-Red got
C-Red, you're on.
April 16th, people. Come see this. If nothing else, come see this show. And come see three guys beat the hell out of one guy, and then we're going to turn the four-way into a three-way, and that's how we're going to do it. All
right? Right.
I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming on. All right. Close this segment up with we got Aaron Lee. Here we go, Aaron Lee. You got something you would like to say before we go?
All I got to say is I'm ready. I'm ready for that championship around my waist. I'm not afraid of nothing. I don't care if all three of them come after me. Just more ass to kick later.
Okay, well, you do out the title. Maybe join the raffle and end up winning the belt. It's over. And we're close that out, Atlas. Go ahead, man.
There's a simple fact in life. That every man has his time, and after 19 years, this match will end the exact same way that it ends any time I get put in a situation. Bodies piled up, me with my head held high, and everybody will all hail he who is incredible.
All right, man, and we're going to close that segment out with Atlas there. Oh, April 16th, League of Wrestlers. We just talked about the four corners match for the League of Wrestlers, the League Championship. The match I win. I mean, let's face it, we know this is what happened. I'm in back. I'm in shape. Wait a minute. I've got my best friend, Matt. You're still here, right?
Yeah, I was kind of dumbfounded at the point. People are going to get cut in your match, man. I'm really glad I'm not in that match. Like, you're bringing knives and machetes and guns and. You can tell it's Chicago, I'll tell you that.
Man, I can't believe it. That segment went way the hell where it wasn't supposed to. I was put for organization. We get a clusterfuck. You know what? That's what we do. It's truly Schmitty, and it was really Schmitty. But you know what? We're going to break away for a minute. I tell you, we're going to bring up leading into April 16th. Every week we bring in guests from the matches for this show. We're gonna be bringing in definitely Rage and React skills before the show, and we're hoping to get a couple of names before the show happens. So it's gonna be exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you're tuning in every week. I will go live on Facebook every week. Make sure you tune in. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Be out there April 16th. Tickets are $5. Come by me. I'll get you tickets to the show. And you know what? Because I am who I am. I'll even shoot front row. That's how I roll. I buy my T-shirt when they come out. You buy two of them, I'll give you tickets for the show. All about that. All about making that money, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going on to our closing segment. And this is something that, you know, Matt, you and I were talking a little bit about earlier today, you know, because we are good friends. Talk about shit like all this. So I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. There's a guy from NXT. I mean, he's doing nice things now, or he's gotten a couple of decent wins. He's feuding with Austin. Talking about Baron Corbin and something he had to say about independent wrestling, you want to give us a little bit of that real quick? We got about 5 minutes left of the show, so do a couple minutes on this quick.
Yeah, let me get the direct quote up, man. This is something that really bugged me as someone who, you know, put my life around wrestling the last 10 years, and I know everyone else feels the same way. He said, he was asked, they said, you don't respect anyone no matter who they are or what their background is. And he said, it's true. I don't respect anyone who has a background on the independent circuit. NXT is the professional level, and it's the best of the best. If you played on a little league flag football team, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make you NFL material. He said, I came from the one professional sport to another, and it's an entirely different level. I was in the top 1% of football players. And then he goes on to say, indie guys are in the bottom 95% of wrestlers. I don't care what they did or how many nobodies are sitting in their mom's basement tweeting how good they are. If they were so good, it wouldn't take them 10 years to get here. When those guys walk in the door, I am happy to show them they don't belong. Pretty sure that if we would have told the guys who were just on the phone about this, they would have pretty strong opinions. But, Jake, I know you have a pretty strong opinion on it, too.
Let me put this out there. For one thing, he says that he's a top 1% in football. Yeah, he probably had injuries. I don't think he was a top 1%er. So I'm just going to scratch that off where it is right now. He talks about the 95% being at home, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's look at it this way. The fact is you've got guys, AJ Styles, you've got Sami Zayn, you've got Kevin Owens, guys that came in after Baron Corbin was already there and have shot past him into the main event on WWE in the main roster. Look at it this way. Baron Corbin, you know, I'm sure it was a part work. I'm sure he was shooting on some of this, too, because of the fact that he seems to be running his mouth to try and get himself over. Well, that's fine. But when it comes to the fact of what he's trying to say against these guys that come up through the independent scene saying that they're sitting at home for 10 years, well, let's take a look at it, Corbin. Here's what it is. You spent 4 years in college. You played college football trying to get to the pros. So you probably spent another couple years in the pros. Well, that's 6 years. That's 6 years that you could have spent in an independent ring learning your craft before you got to the WWE NXT. So maybe you'd be in a little bit better position now where you'd actually be up at the main roster rather than sitting in NXT and having to deal with guys like Samoa Joe, who's one of the greatest. And actually, you know, these guys are shooting past you, buddy. So, I mean, granted, you've done things that I'm probably never, ever, ever going to get to do in professional wrestling, but don't act like you're so damn special because there's been guys that have been where you're at and guys that sure as hell couldn't make it. And, sir, I don't think you're going to make it on the main roster. But that being said...
That's his gimmick?
What?
Part of his gimmick?
Yeah,
he did the same thing to Joe when Joe showed up.
Right.
He shit all over him and
what
he had accomplished.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I'm sure part of it's work, but still, fuck him. So... But we're going to go ahead, Matt. We've got about 2 minutes left of the show. You want Max to talk more? Well, we'll try and do that next week. How about that, Kevin? See, Kevin Tierney, he wants to hear more from you. But we got about 2 minutes left of the show. Matt, you got any closing thoughts?
I just want to say, I really like the conversation between you four. It was kind of hard to keep up with everything. Everyone was just shooting random thoughts. But honestly, Jake, I want to know, like, you know, everyone was talking about how they're going to kick each other's ass, and I think they all forgot about you. How does that make you feel? Like, you're kind of like the forgotten one in this match.
I like it that way. They forget about me. I'm the one. I get the belt. I sneak right by them. They don't know I'm even there. It's perfectly okay with me. They can do whatever they need to do, beat the shit out of each other. So when it comes to the fact that they're going to keep worrying about themselves and getting their grudges out of the way, I'm just going to be walking out as champion. And with that being said, that means that you're going to be a champion and I'm going to be a champion. I think we might go the Kevin Nash and Shawn Michaels way. Maybe we'll go after the tag belts next. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we have got 1 minute left. Thank you all for listening. Facebook Live, thank you for coming up, making your comments, and make sure you're coming back next week. Because we're going to come back hopefully with another couple of guests on talking about April 16th, LOW, New Horizons. And make sure that you check us out on HPN247.com. Check me out at Truly Schmitty on Twitter. And hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up pretty much wherever. And make sure that you tune in, have other people tune in, and listen to this because this is just going to get more fun. So, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of my co-host and Matthew Burke.
Hey, Donald Trump just won Arizona.
Congratulations to Donald Trump. and my executive producer extraordinaire who talks about Donald Trump and plays fucking Cubs music, Max Holiday. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the return of Truly Schmitty, and we will see you and hear you next week.
Really can't trust this big ass black guy. Looking like a bug. Here's why I'm bug. Looking like I'm from the crest. Fresh, no mildew. Tone milk with a suction pipe on the back. Cold smoke. My white tee only wear one time. Northern Cali, fall with the sunshine. Yeah, me. Some call it yeah. I mean, dumb high. Jumping on the
Can we talk or?
Yeah, you talking.
Hey, Matt, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Dude, that was friggin' awesome. Ah, damn it, Hillary Clinton won in Arizona, too. Fuck. Not a good night. Dude, that was fucking hilarious.
Hold on, I'll put you in the green room.